For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Up next in the program is a conversation about the status of higher education funding in Kentucky. Our guest is a man with an acute interest in the subject, WKU President Gary Ransdell. Last week, it was announced that Governor Beshear and state legislative leaders were backing $363 million in bonds for university construction and renovation projects. But it was understood that the schools themselves will be footing the entire cost for their respective projects, with no extra state funding involved. WKU was given approval for $22 million in bonds for a new Honors College and International Center. We asked President Ransdell if he's satisfied with this approach.
Well, I am. This is a unique way to approach these kinds of projects, unique in that heretofore, each university has gone to the General Assembly to seek independent agency bond authority when they had a particular project that was ready to go on that particular campus. So rather than having six universities going to the General Assembly independently seeking authorization for 11 different projects and we kind of crisscrossing in the halls of the state capitol, getting House and Senate leadership to understand and then get it through, we've submitted one proposal, one concept, one approval for 11 projects involving six of the campuses, but all eight university presidents have signed on to this collaborative approach. The governor has embraced it, and in fact, the governor can take a lot of credit for getting House and Senate leadership together last week to make the announcement last Thursday morning in the Capitol. So for the first time in this legislative session, the governor, the Speaker of the House, and the President of the Senate were all standing arm in arm to begin the legislative session regarding a higher ed matter, which was good.
Is there any concern on the part of a university president such as yourself that some lawmakers may say, hey, look, the schools were able to foot the bill in 2013, so maybe they can do that in 2014, 15, 16?
Yeah, that is a concern. But we've had agency bond authority for lots of projects over the years. In my 16 years as president, we have funded a number of projects ourselves. In fact, we have funded nearly $600 million in capital construction since I've been president. And only about 20% of that has come with state funding, state-appropriated funds to pay for that particular construction. A number of other projects we've found a way to fund ourselves either with federal support or private dollars or auxiliary revenues or things like the Student Life Foundation financing the rebuilding of our residence halls. What we've tried to do at WKU is preserve our major academic priorities for straight-up state funding, and then we've sought agency bond authority for projects that we can pay for in some other way, things like residence halls and the Downing University Center renovation and the Van Meter renovation and the renovation of the old College High, now College High Hall, housing the math department, Diddle Arena, Smith Stadium. The state has not funded capital projects since the 2006 General Assembly. So we've gone a long time without the state funding capital projects, and there's a pent-up demand on our university campuses and in public schools across Kentucky. So the state simply must get back into the capital projects business.
I know the 2013 General Assembly just got underway, but in 1 year, the 2014 session will start in Frankfort, and that will be a budget writing session, unlike this year. What do you see, Mr. President, as the prospects for an increase in higher education funding in 2014? Will we see further decreases? What do you expect?
There'll be no new state funding. Now, we believe we've reached the end of the cuts as well, so we do not anticipate more budget reductions for next year, but there's not going to be any more funding. So we've got to find a way to build a budget that covers our fixed cost increases, and we've got to address some, even if it's modest, some dynamic for faculty and staff compensation at the same time we face rising costs. And we're projecting a 5% tuition increase next year. That's what the norm has been for the last several years, and I think we're into that rather modest tuition increase mode of 5% for the last few years, and I think we'll be for the next few years. So we got a lot to do with what is still a pretty modest tuition increase in terms of balancing next year's budget. So, yeah, the 2014 General Assembly is really important.
President Ransdell, you just mentioned tuition and tuition increases, and As you know, here at WKU, across Kentucky, across the nation, tuition has been rising steadily. And my question is, there's a phenomenon, I guess you could call it now. There are a lot of young people who are really starting to ask the question, is it worth going into such debt to get a four-year college degree when they see so many people around them, maybe older brothers or sisters or cousins or friends, other relatives who have gone into debt to get college degrees and who can't get decent paying jobs. And my question to you is, what would you say to a high school junior or senior here in the state of Kentucky who is questioning whether or not it's worth getting that four-year degree?
The average student debt for WKU student graduating might be $30,000 or $40,000. Well, that's going to be pretty close to maybe not your first car, but maybe your third or fourth car that you buy in your lifetime. You're probably going to invest as much in an automobile as what you would spend for a college education. What I hope young people continue to recognize is those years between 17 and 18 years old and 21, 22 years old for the traditional student, but the same could also be said for the non-traditional students who's 25 or 30, 35 years old, coming out of the military perhaps. Those years in college provide a lot more than a credential to get a job. If all you wanted was a job, yes, go to a community college or a vocational school and get a skill, get a trade, and become a welder or a plumber or an HVAC craftsman or whatever, or an artisan or whatever the case might be with a technical degree. And that's great for an awful lot of young people. Most students who come to a major public university, a major four-year institution with a broad range of academic programs, do more than just get that credential. They grow. They learn how to reason. They learn independence. They experience an international phenomenon during their undergraduate experience, which we're really pressing at WKU. They understand the global context, and they bring value to their future employers, their family, themselves, to our society in ways that go way beyond just the raw credential of a given skill set. That's what higher education is all about, and that's what makes our society what it is that broad range of experiences that come through higher education that add quality of life for people with a college degree. So it's a lot more than just getting a credential and preparing for a job.
We've been speaking with WKU President Gary Ransdell. You can hear an audio archive and read excerpts of our interview at our website, WKYUFM.org. We also have some extra audio online of President Ransdell addressing the role he thinks athletics plays at WKU and where that stacks up in the list of priorities for the school. Again, you can find all of that at our website, WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.